As practically the last car hand-built by Motorsport in Garching, the E34 M5 is special, and this Eurospec M5 is a jewel. It was finished in Daytona Violet, a color rare in the U.S. but popular in Europe, where some 92 M5 sedans received the color for 1993. Of those, only three are believed to have been fitted with a custom interior from BMW Individual. Among those, this particular combination of violet and black leather is unique. So that has made this M5 a keeper for Scott Epstein. He bought his first M5 in 1997, not long after being passed at Road Atlanta by an M5 carrying a driver and three passengers. "That's when I decided I had to have one," Scott says. This is his fourth M5. Sold new in Germany, the car was equipped with Motorsport's final iteration of the S38 inline 6, which received a displacement increase from 3.5 to 3.8 liters and 340 horsepower compared to the U.S. car's 310. It still has a 5-speed manual, as it was built before BMW upgraded to a 6-speed for the final run. Scott's car is equipped with the first adaptive M suspension, introduced in 1992. The M5 is a technical marvel, hitting 62 miles per hour in just 5.9 seconds, yet subtle even in Daytona Violet. Following M's understated culture of the time, Jürgen Hausmann enhanced the 5 Series with subtle but effective bumpers, rocker panels and mirrors, plus two-pieced M System 1 or 2 aerodynamic wheels. Scott has replaced his car's original wheels with larger 18-inchers from a Z8. Motorsport built over 12,000 of the second-generation M5, including 891 touring wagons sold only in Europe. The U.S. market absorbed just 1,678 M5 sedans from December of 89 until 1993, making it rare indeed. For a while, it looked like the M5 would be the last M car sold in the U.S., but at least it was a great one. Niki Lauda rated the M5 as the best-wrapped M package that BMW has ever produced.